In today's gospel, Christ shows his mercy, which must lead to a turning away from sin. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. But early in the morning, he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him. And he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, in the law of Moses, we are commanded to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now, do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord. Recently, I was going through a book of photographs, one of those, you know, those books you find on coffee tables. It was, and I think it was entitled something like "The Greatest Photographs of the Last 100 Years," something like that. As I was thumbing through it, I came across one photograph I remember very well from many years ago, and it came to mind when I was reading the scriptures from today's Mass. This photograph, you might remember, was taken at the time the Berlin Wall was being dismantled. And it showed this young German woman holding a flower and handing it to an East German soldier. She had a smile on her face, the wall's coming down, she had a smile on her face, she's handing this flower to an East German soldier. And the look on his face is kind of puzzled. He doesn't know quite what to do with this. You know, here's this West German woman handing him a flower as the wall's coming down. He doesn't quite know what to do with it. But you can see a little bit of a, as I say, puzzlement on his face. But also, if you look closely, I think you see a little tear in his eye. And as I thought about that picture, it reminded me, again, as I say, of the scripture, because who of us in those days, if you remember, those of us who lived through the division of Germany and the Berlin Wall and all that, who of us ever could have thought at the time that that wall would ever come down? Who of us ever thought that communism would fall and the world wall would come down? But today, God reminds us, "Look not at the things of the past," he says. "See, I am doing something new. I am doing something new." The wall comes down. Whoever would have thought that that could ever happen? I am doing something new. Remember not the things of the past. I am doing something new. And every one of the readings of today's Mass has that same theme of looking ahead, not looking behind, looking ahead. In that first reading I just made reference to, the Jewish people are in Babylon. Jerusalem has been conquered by the Babylonians. This country's in ruins. The temple was torn down. This was the greatest tragedy in the history of the Jews. All their leading people are brought off to captivity in Babylon. Everything's in ruins. But God says to them, I'm creating a highway in the desert for you. I'm going to bring you back to your home. Again, remember not what's gone before. Look ahead. I'm doing something new. And God does. A new exodus. The Jewish people from Babylon are brought home. Then in the second reading, there's St. Paul. St. Paul, who says that he had been a fervent Pharisee, a fervent Jewish teacher, persecuted the church, presided at the stoning of St. Stephen, was on his way to Damascus when he had that powerful vision of the risen Lord. And he says today that he thinks about the past. Everything that's gone before is so much rubbish. What's he say? I'm striving forward. I'm striving forward to achieve what God has planned for me. I'm striving, looking forward to the resurrection. Again, in so many words, don't think about the things of the past. Think about what's coming. Then in today's gospel, this powerful event. This woman caught in adultery, brought right into the temple. Now, the temple is the place of God. She's brought right into the temple. So the Pharisees are saying God himself will condemn her. Not that they believed Jesus was God at the time, but you know, there's a little bit of an aside. It's interesting to me. I've always thought about this, wondered about this. How was she caught in adultery? They must have been spying on her. They must have known she was a woman who had a past and were trying to trap her. You just don't come upon somebody doing that. You know, you have to be looking for it, right? You have to be trying. And the other question is, where's the man? In the law of Moses, both men and women are guilty of adultery, not just the woman. Where's the man? Makes me wonder whether they used somebody to set her up. I don't know. But anyway, she's brought there. And of course, Jesus has this marvelous interchange with them. And you know, you without the who have not committed sin, you throw the first stone. And of course, they all go away. But here's the important thing. When he says to the woman, you know, I will not condemn you. Don't sin anymore. But here's what he says to her. Go. What do you think about when you hear that word go? You're leaving the present and you're moving out into the future now. Go, go, change your life, but go ahead. Don't think about the past. Go ahead, go out. So you see, all of those readings today, God is saying to us, don't get stuck in the past because I'm out there in the future. Calling you forward. Do you ever think about the image of Christ, the Good Shepherd? You know, in the time of Jesus, a shepherd never walked behind his sheep. He walked ahead of the sheep, leading them. So if Jesus is our Good Shepherd, he's out ahead of us, calling us to follow him. So we don't look behind, we look ahead. And I think so many of us, it's so easy for us to get stuck in the past. So many people who live in the past. Now, there's a difference between living out of the past and living in the past. We all live out of the past. We all are, to some extent, what we have made ourselves in the past. But that's different than being stuck in the past and living in the past. And that's what God is warning us about today. He's out ahead of us. He's calling us to something new. And we shouldn't be bogged down by all of the past, especially by our past failures. There are so many people who just are stuck in their failure, stuck in their sin, stuck in what they did or didn't do that they should have done, and they can't get beyond it. And that's what God is saying to us today. He doesn't want his people trapped in sin. He doesn't want his people stuck in their failures. He doesn't want his people stuck in the past. He says to you and me today too, go. Go. Follow me, but go from where you are. Don't get stuck back there. No, St. Augustine, talking about this scene from the gospel today, said that at the end, there's two things that are left. In Latin, he says, he calls them miseria and misericordia. Misery and mercy. There are two things left. The misery of the woman and the mercy of Christ. Two things. And I think that's what Christ wants to say to us today, too. If we're stuck in the misery of the past, don't stay there, because the mercy of today and tomorrow is right in front of us. Right in front of us. So today, let's remember that we're called always to move forward with St. Paul, to look upward, to strive forward, not get stuck back there someplace in our failure, our sin, even in the good times. Don't get stuck in the good times back there, because you might miss the good times that are up here. Behold, God says to us today, remember not the things of the past. I am doing something new for you. May God bless you.